Hey fans, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Saturday, August 9th. Once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we bring all news to you here at Chiefs Training Camp presented by Mosaic Life Care. Mitch, back at it today after the game on Thursday night. This is when we get into the dog days of training camp, isn't it?
I really think it's the toughest 72 hours of camp. This Saturday practice, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that's more than 72 hours. Because you played a preseason game, odd schedule, you play a Thursday, you don't play again until a week from Sunday. So it's getting back to training camp mode, and that's hard to do. And this is where I talked to Derek Johnson after practice. This is where the Derek Johnsons, the Eric Berrys, the Alex Smiths, the Jamal Charleses have to show the young guys how to push through, because this is pushing through. But it's also, in many ways, I think, maybe the most critical 3 or 4 days of the preseason, because you still have to keep the Tennessee Titans in your crosshairs, and these days are just as important as any.
And talking about the Tennessee Titans, I know two players that I'm hoping to be factors in that game. We're back out on the field today, and wide receiver Junior Hemingway and defensive lineman Mike Catapano. Hemingway had the hamstring he's been dealing with for a while, and Mike Catapano had an illness, but it was good to see him get back out. I saw Catapano over in the OLDL one-on-ones, and he looked good. I mean, obviously, he was sick for a while, but getting back on the field, he looked good today.
Yeah, I'm glad he's out there, and he had such a good offseason, you know. And we've mentioned it, one of the themes of this camp, and we saw it Thursday night, was the depth that there is there at those tackle and nose tackle positions. I mean, you keep six, it looks like, I mean, you got a strong crew there, and Mike's going to be a part of that, obviously. But then to see Junior back, I mean, he's important. Not only scrimmage downs on offense, we did some four wide stuff today, three wide, but also on special teams, because he's been very steady and strong for Dave Tobe, a four core guy.
Yeah, I know one of the areas that you were excited to watch today was the blitz period. What do you see over there during that group?
Well, I watched it with Chris Bober. One of the coolest things of this day, okay, one was to see the veterans try to pull the team through, because it's like pulling taffy. The second thing was Andy Reid and John Dorsey invited former players out here today. It was like alumni day with the team. They introduced themselves to the guys, and I just think it's so invaluable, BJ, because the players on your current team understand that this is much bigger than themselves, and it's much bigger than just the 2014 season. You know, Herm Edwards always said you're leasing the helmet and the logo. Well, you get that when you see guys that played the game. So I took Chris Bober, an 8-year guy, came out of Nebraska, Omaha. They don't even have football anymore. And I took Bobes, who New York Giants and Chiefs for 8 years, and I said, all right, buddy, I want to just sit here and listen to you, and you give me a tutorial. And we were watching the offensive line. We were watching the quarterbacks make the count as far as who blocks whom, what's the defense showing you. And Bob Sutton brought some, you know, he brings some tricky stuff, so it's not easy. But he walked me through the progressions. And then, hey, the quarterback's got to get it. He's got it. This one, you know. So it was great to see how many people have to be involved, which is everybody. Like, who makes the line call initially, how you slide, who picks up what twist. The running back's got to do his job, and the quarterback has to do his job. And we might have seen that the other night, too. I think Alex even admitted it, where sometimes not all the sacks are on your protection.
Yeah, and speaking of the offensive line, I had a chance to talk with Eric Fisher walking up the hill after practice today and asked him about that opening drive, that first play of the game. He said that he wanted to start the season off the right way, and he had a pancake block on that Jamal Charles 7-yard run. So he was excited to obviously get the season started right. But it was also interesting today, we noticed that he did the OLDL one-on-one drill for the first time in camp.
Yep, and that was really a sight for sore eyes. I don't know what to say, but good to see him out there repping. And I think he repped against Catapano. He repped against Tomba once, I know. But I think he repped, four times, which I think was good. I mean, that drill, to me, is the most fascinating drill to watch of camp, and we've talked about it before, because it's hand, it's footwork, it's toughness, it's being intelligent, and you have to do all that within a fraction of a second. Offensive line in the National Football League is a very, very underappreciated art form. And going back to the blitz period, the other thing that, like Chris was saying, where the quarterback has got to make such a quick decision on the blitz period. I mean, you've got to make the call, get rid of the football, where are you going with it, and is it going to the right spot? So it was interesting today to watch all the quarterbacks go through the progressions and make the hot read. I know it's Vince Vaughn on Wedding Crashers, hot route, but honestly, you see it out here in real life, and it's fun to watch it during the blitz period. Not easy, man. It's not easy.
No. And we've got a lot of things to watch, obviously, as we continue here at training camp during the dog days. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.